What shall be taught in church schools?
14. The Bible must be made the groundwork and subject matter of education. When teachers become connected with the great teacher, we shall see the golden mixture of heaven in every line of study, binding all together and enabling each one to do its work in revealing the character and purpose of God. Much is lost by the students because there is brought into their lessons studies that have an influence merely to make them ambitious to master them, while the truth is overshadowed and buried out of sight. 15. It is the third angel's message that needs attention in our schools. The urgent necessities that are making themselves felt in this time demand a constant education in the Word of God. Students need lessons which they have not yet received. We are not at liberty to teach that which shall meet the world's standard, or the standard of the church, simply because it is the custom to do so. 16. While the Bible should hold the first place in the education of children and youth, the book of nature is next in importance. Special Testimonies on Education, 58. 17. Our schools should teach the children all kinds of simple labor. Teach them that all their faculties of body and mind were given to them to use, and that all are the Lord's, pledged to His service. 18. Let them employ a Christian teacher, who, as a consecrated missionary, shall educate the children in such a way as to lead them to become missionaries themselves. 19. If teachers were receiving light and wisdom from the divine teacher, they would measure the relative importance of the things to be learned in school. The common, essential branches of education would be more thoroughly taught, and the Word of God would be honored and esteemed as the bread sent down from heaven. Special Testimonies on Education, 165. The common branches of education should be fully and prayerfully taught. 20. In itself, the beauty of nature leads the soul away from sin and worldly attractions toward purity, peace, and God. For this reason, the cultivation of the soil is good work for the children and the youth. Special Testimonies on Education, 60. 21. The little ones should be trained to be obedient, upright, and practical. Special Testimonies on Education, 70. 22. The youth should be taught to look upon physiology as one of the essential studies. 23. God has, in the natural world, placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of His Word. Then let the children become acquainted with nature and nature's laws. The little children should come especially close to nature. Let them become familiar with its beautiful, varied, and delicate forms. Teach them to see the wisdom and love of God and His created works. And as their hearts swell with joy and grateful love, let them join the birds in their songs of praise. Educate the children and youth to imitate the attractive graces of nature in their character building. Special Testimonies on Education, 61-62.